Praise the Lord. God always amazes me at his timing of things, especially when he delivers a word that will encompass the whole year, and then he puts you in active duty immediately. You'll understand when you hear this. For those that are here, I will make this available for you to actually look at and think about. I've pondered it. But several days ago, I think it was maybe last week, I woke up at about 1 a.m. And it's kind of like in the natural when you know you're pregnant. Suddenly I knew something big was on the inside of me that God wanted to speak to me. And I was still, when you wake up out of a sound sleep, your natural mind, it might not be all there. So I knew that the best thing I could do would be to get my phone on record and just let it come out of my mouth and then scribe it down later. And it has continued to unfold, but this is what the Lord said, and some of what he said, I'll expound a little bit upon it today. Some will probably unfold itself as the year goes by. But this is what the Lord said. It may seem early, but it's really late. For many have drugged their feet and procrastinate. For it's time to lift up, lift up, lift up your eyes and look unto heaven, for your visions for this year will arise. For I have many things to say and many things to do and many places to go for those who will follow through. For this is a biblical year, a year that will cause people to stand amazed. For it's a year that will shift my plans like a 12.0 earthquake. And the shift will cause some things to rock and cause other things to slip in place. So don't be afraid of the shakes that you see. For if you're planted on my word, you will ride the move in ease. Remember that I, the Lord, am good and only bring good to those who will receive. Be strong, be courageous, be the Christ in you that I have given, and many will come to a saving knowledge of me. Slip and slide. Slip and slide is what those that have turned away will go through. But those that look to me will be like the deer with hinds feet. They will climb higher in the realm of the Spirit than ever before. Don't be moved. Don't think this mysterious, for I am that I was with Moses. And I will be what I will be for you in ways that you will need. Follow like Dorothy followed the yellow brick road. My leadings, and you will succeed. Get your momentum from the first day of this year so that you can ride the waves of life like an eagle that soars with no fear. Don't put off today what I tell you to do and say I can do tomorrow is to be this year's motto. For if you do, there will not be a tomorrow to do what I tell you to do today. Agreement, agreement, agreement with me will be crucial this year. For broken agreements with me and my word will cause broken hearts to bleed. When I say yes, I mean yes. And when I say no, I mean no. So you mothers and fathers in the spirit, pass this on to your spiritual and natural children. For this generation has lacked the spiritual parenting of those like Timothy by Paul, because they have been abandoned by parents whose faith was very small. Leaders will rise and leaders will fall as the wheat and the tares are beginning to be sorted this fall. Don't humanly rejoice at anyone's demise. Only look up and rejoice. You are my eternal prize. 2012 will be in many history books. On the shelves for the events that will take place will be eternally felt. Be sober, be vigilant as you follow my lead, and you will escape many tragedies. Israel, China, Iran. That's what he said to me. Israel, China, Iran. And he showed me like the Bermuda Triangle, and I actually will show you the paper where I made the triangle out of those three nations. North, south, east, west will divide and conquer. Divide and conquer will continue to be their quest. But they that dwell on what I have to say from Genesis to Revelation will be filled with my grace to handle the day. For many, your legacy will amaze you as you build it this year in me. And I stand here awaiting for the day I will reward thee. This year will be a battle for the will. For where there's a will, there's a way for God and for the enemy. As we walk forward in 2012, our wills must be a will activated by the will of God. And his way will be shown to us to overcome anything contrary to his will. Think on this often, for it's the will of God that my people overcome in the evil day. The Lord began to really talk to me about the will. You know, you hear a lot of things, a battle of this and battle of that, but he said, this year is a battle for your will as never before. I thought, how interesting, because what did I have to deal with today before the service? And I sat in that ER room with my relative, and I said, this is a battle for your will to stay in agreement with God. Why? Because he had already told me, those that don't, their hearts would do what? Bleed. The will is an amazing gift from God. And there's two aspects of our will. There is the will that God gave, a noun, the will. And it is a desire that is left by someone who has passed away. Right? And yes, even though Christ passed away, he's risen. But it was a will left to all of us. The will in action, which is a verb, can be satisfied for good or evil. It's that part of us that makes us move. A lot of people quote scriptures. A lot of people say, yes, I believe God, but they put no action behind their will. And that's where the battle has been in much of the body of Christ. And they've not understood that their will was a gift so that they could do the purposes of God while they're here. This is the year to will fully the will of God for your life, for your family, for your nation, for the world, for souls, the souls of men and women and children. if you have a strong will outside of the will of God, it's time you surrender it to the will of God. The Lord spoke to us at one of our prayer meetings recently about stubbornness. And stubbornness is the will activated against the will of God. And it is vanity. It's empty and it will produce nothing eternal. And that's why the Lord was really speaking to me about how important it is to keep our will in line with His will. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians 2, starting with verse 12, Paul, talking to the believers, said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons," not the children. See, a son is a mature believer. "The sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." I was talking with somebody recently, and they were admitting a shortcoming in their life, and I said, "Aren't you glad God is always working in our will?" And I know He's been working on all of our wills, but boy, has He highlighted it for this year. The will is the most powerful gift God's ever given us in any human being, because He's given them the choice. Either we're going to consent with Him, or we're going to turn from Him, and we'll reap whichever direction we go. Turn over to James chapter 4. James was, they believe, the half-brother of Jesus, and he dealt with the persecuted believer, of which I've ministered a lot to a pastor, a minister that has had to encourage persecuted believers in Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and in Iran. And I feel very privileged that God has granted me this permission. And as I said to them, I said, these believers need a leader as Peter and the Apostle Paul were. Because Peter wrote about persecution. He wrote about how to deal with it. Because there are going to be moments of conflict when your will sides with the will of God. But it really is a place of refuge and safety for us to stay with the will of God. It says, "Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Now, of course, we want to take the whole word in context. And I'm not saying, because you could look at that and say, oh, well, then maybe, you know, it was the will of God that person passed away. If you don't take the whole will of God into context, Which, Hannah, how old did I say God promised that we could live? Do you remember on the way home? 120 years. She remembered that. Because she had a little fear come against her about somebody maybe leaving prematurely. So we settled that one, didn't we? Because that person's not 120 yet, are they? Do you see how powerful it is to put these truths, even in the young, in ourselves, our neighbors, whoever he directs our feet to? Because he is working on our will to do of his good pleasure. We're always going to be happier. There's never going to be sadness when you're in the will of God, ever. You can't be. Because when you're in the center of the will of God, he is so full of joy. He had that joy when he went to the cross for the joy that was set before him. So even though people can get so moved by all that Jesus went through, he had pure joy in going to the cross. And a lot of times movies portray things that might not be very accurate in what they looked like being lived out. I had somebody ask, I've actually had a couple people ask me, when I had a visitation of Jesus, what did his face look like? Because I was in this house, in this living room, when he appeared to me in Roman artillery, in weaponry. I didn't know it was Roman at the time. I do now. And all I can say is, if you look humanly on someone, you will see their human face. But when you look into the face of Jesus, you will see pure life. Pure life. And that's what I saw when I looked at him, was pure life. I saw the natural artillery, you know, the weaponry that he was wearing. But when it came to his face, it was nothing but pure life. And the natural eyes cannot handle pure life without the help of the Holy Spirit, because it was an amazing experience. Questions to ask yourself this year are, will you take his will? One of the privileges of being a minister that can officiate weddings is to stand before a couple and ask them, will you take this person? Will you love them? Will you? Will you? Will you? Because if you will consent to those things, then God will bless your marriage. And recently I was in a maternity store of all places buying some gifts. And the woman behind the counter was talking to me and telling me how she was living with her boyfriend because there was a split and they were a blended family. I love all these worldly things. As I began to talk about the will of God and I made a comment, she doubled over at the counter going, whoa, because she was impacted by, not condemnation, I didn't say anything to condemn her. She was impacted by the power of the Most High God. And I'll tell you, that woman will never forget me. Maybe me naturally, but she'll never forget that visitation of Jesus that spoke to her on how to approach her life in the future. Did I condemn her saying, you shouldn't be living? No, but I helped her to see why God ordained and blesses marriage. And that the reason that they've not done that is because of unsettled issues in their will, in their lives, that hinder them making that vow. You don't have to be married to a man or a husband or a wife. You are married to God. And he is asking us this year, will you, Larry? Will you do what I ask you to do? And a lot of times we can be like Peter, Lord, Lord, I'll do anything for you. Right? Maybe we've done that before. But this year, if you will it, can be a year of the transformation that Peter made from denying Jesus to being one of the greatest apostles that ever lived. Something finally shifted in Peter's will that would cause him to be used so profoundly, even to be used for the persecuted believer. Will you surrender all? This is an inventory you can take as you look to 2011 and see where you were. You know, naturally and spiritually, I have to do that every year because of being ordained in a ministry. I have to look back and see, what did the Lord tell me to do? Did I do it? Am I still moving in the same direction? You know what? You all should hold yourselves accountable and do the same thing for the Lord. Look at those things. Say, did I really do what you had told me to do? Did I make this decision myself? And ask him, because he will give you great clarity. He won't mince words. That's one thing I love about the Lord. Even this morning when I made a decision to go, at first it was, hey, I have this. I know I'm to be here. Lord, what do you want to do? He said, you can go out and leave by 2 and you'll be just fine. So I hopped on my horse, so to speak, and rode out to Riverside. But praise God, because I was able to impart some things to not just them, but even the neighbor that was watching the little ones. Praise God. It's always more than we imagine. It's always more. Revelation 21. I want you to turn there. The title of today, if you heard a title, it's kind of tough to title today, was Behold, I Make All Things New When My Will Prevails. But as you go through the scriptures, and not just read like a storybook, but really read and meditate as the Holy Spirit prompts you, as he leads you this year, some of these will probably highlight and be brought to your remembrance. But in Revelation 21, verse 5, it says, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Listen to how many times he talks about the will. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Don't come to me this year and say, I don't know if it's his voice. He said, I will. And when God sets his will in motion, he'll move heaven and earth to make sure his will comes to pass. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. There's that mature believer again. Revelation 22:7 says, Behold, I really believe the Lord wants our eyes open. Just like little Jacob is wearing those 2012 glasses. He wants our eyes open this year. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. You know, even though the Lord gave me a prophetic word, it doesn't violate the word of God. This word, the whole counsel of God, is a prophetic word. And when it is highlighted and brought into a revelation to you, it is the prophetic word for the moment, for your life. He said, Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. it's good to start this year with a little book and begin to write down. I've shared this with many people, but I did this in the 80s and it changed my life forever. And I encourage you all, if you guys have to get a little black book, I don't care how big or little it is, every time you hear a move of God to do something, write it down. Date it. And you're going to begin to see your own pattern of God working in you specific this year, so that you can go to the end of the year and say, oh my goodness, He has been speaking to me all year long. And don't take lightly anything that He tells you to do. It could be so simple in your mind. You know, yesterday the Lord really impressed that John and I needed to go over to the Nature Center. I know John needed just some rest. It is a very peaceful place with all those little animals. It was pretty funny for those of you that have seen it on Facebook. From the wounded warrior, the little goose that was hobbling along the way, and suddenly out of my spirit came the wounded warrior of 2011. You know, some people have come out of 2011 as wounded warriors spiritually, and they need to be healed. On the other hand, John and I were just impressed. He wanted to finish watching the Ten Commandments again. We've been watching several different movies, but it was the Ten Commandments. And so we were talking about how the Bible said that to get the Israelites out of there, because it looks like it was so fun and easy for them to leave Egypt to the Promised Land. But in the Bible I read to John where it says that they harnessed them to get them out. And here we are over at the Nature Center, and I'd never seen so many mud hens in my life, and I did take a little video clip. But from one end of the grass to this little river was this line of mud hens, and one mud hen was leading the way. I said, I spoke as I was taking the video. This looks like Moses taking the Israelites out. And I'm telling you, this year, God is going to use His people that have big enough wills to will His will to lead multitudes out of bondage into the things that God has for them. The children especially, He has so been speaking to me about these young adults. He has specifically, as I was talking with my board members, He has so strategically got me to do a lot of mobilizing of people in almost every state. I haven't gone through all my friends to see how many states, but pretty much I'm covering the whole United States with pastors and tea partiers and relatives and friends, high school friends. It's amazing how God has specifically set it up and how He is speaking to people. Now, some, they're watching me and I don't know. Others, they can't stand it and they have to tell me that they're watching me. And they're receiving the food from heaven. There are people hungry, my friends. They are so hungry to know God, to experience His presence, that He will use those who will to will His purposes. It's going to be an exciting year. But as we've already seen on the news, even though I got that, and I thought it was really interesting when God said a 12.0 earthquake. Now, I'd watched a movie this last year called 10. I don't know if any of you have seen it. But it was done by, FEMA. It was like a FEMA production. It was quite an interesting movie. And I said, Lord, why a 12.0? Now, I'm not saying there's going to be a 12.0 earthquake. A lot of people prophesy a lot of things. I did not say that. You did not hear me say that. He said, like. What is really amazing is that I found scientifically after He gave me this word. was that the sun puts out enough power of a 12.0 earthquake on the earth. Interesting. I'm sure you just got to let some of these things unfold themselves as they unfold themselves, because he said like. And also some of the other things that they said of what happens, what would happen to the earth. It would change a lot of things, and that's what I believe the Lord is saying. It would change things like they've never been before. Now, if God's people don't will to will the will of God, it might not be a pretty picture by the end of this year. So it's important that we don't just say, oh, yeah, I agree with God. Because a real will in a line with God will do something. It's the, oh, if I tell you to sit down and you stand up on your own, your will is what got you up. And so I encourage you, I'll probably bring things up more about the will, but I encourage you to really think about the will this year. Because many people think they have willed the will of God, but they've not done anything. And therefore, their will has really been passive. It's always a movement. They may say, but I really want God's purposes. All right, that's wonderful. But your will has not been set in motion until you move and do whatever he has you do. Whatever that may be. All along the way, rejoicing that you'll be able to accomplish all his will. Interesting, when God began to give this prophecy, do you notice in the beginning he said it may seem early, but it really is late for those that procrastinate? He said that all has to do with his timings. A lot of people think, well, no, it's just not time. It's just not time. Because a lot of the things that God has don't make sense to the natural man. But God's always on time. And so the only battle that you'll have is between your natural man and your spiritual man. And if you feed your spiritual man every day, as I was talking to John, why did the Jews struggle to get out of Egypt? Why do people struggle to get out of bad habits? Because they have allowed their will of their flesh, of their natural man, to be in charge instead of the will of the Most High God. I praise God that he prepares us for the new day. You know what? I passed my test today as I rode my horse out there to impart to these young people some things. Hold fast, hold on. We will trust God. This baby will be full term. Do you hear me? Full term. I said, this is just a rehearsal of what's to come when the day comes. Just a rehearsal. Now, a rehearsal can seem like the real thing, can it? But it's not. It's just getting you ready for the real thing. Praise God. Father, we thank you that you love us enough to tell us the truth, to be clear about it, to work within our own hearts, that we may look at this year through your eyes for your purposes. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you that the eyes of our understanding will continue to see you standing waiting to reward us, not for the sake of the reward, Lord, but for the sake of your being pleased that we have done your bidding. I thank you, Lord, for the young in this day that will come into greater understanding and will be able to pick up their responsibility like Joshua through the mentoring of Moses. But I thank you that even more so, Lord, there will be no Moseses in this ministry that will not be able to go into their promised land. They will make those adjustments. And we give you all of the glory, Lord. We say yes. We say we will obey you. We will hear what you have to say to us. When we arise in the morning, when you wake us up in the middle of the night, when you say forgive, when you say go, when you say don't go, we will obey you. And we thank you, Father, that your strength that is in your own will strengthen our will to your will this year as never before. Amen. Amen. Go. And just tell her we're going. Praise you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If anybody wants prayer, I know we'll just see how it all goes. I want my little grandchildren to come forward. He's so cute. Praise the Lord. Oh, you can face them if you want, or you can face Grandma. You want to turn and face me? You want them to see you? That's fine with me. Come over here so I can touch you. Father, I thank you that you have given this family, as of this year, 5 arrows in our grandchildren, a quiver. And I thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon them even now, even as I touch them. Your hand rests on them, will go with them. Your healing power will become so a part of their lives that you will use these little ones to lead others into your miracle life. I thank you, Lord, as Hannah becomes the oldest in her family with Tom, that you will grant her, Lord, the ability to be the oldest sister, that you'll give Katie the ability to assist Hannah in being the younger sister, that they will see their place with this little baby that's coming, and that Jacob will be an example to the little one and tender with this little one. And be an example that this little one will want to follow. We thank you for the parents. We thank you, Lord, that you have surrounded that baby with life, abundant life, that you have surrounded Tom and Mariana with your ability to take upon their family another child that you've created. We thank you that you will use their house with other young adults as a house on a hilltop, just as they are positioned, even geographically. So we speak peace to their home, peace to Tom's heart, that he will know you as the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, you can go sit down. Come here, Mr. and Mrs. Tuttle. Rich. Okay. You do some stretching here?
I was, yes. Yeah.
Father, we thank you for the Tuttles as they come into a new place with their family, as they take on this grand position. I thank you that the anointing that comes with a grandparent will rest upon them, and that you will grant them all favor and timings. Your timings to impart understanding. Yes, Lord. Courage and peace to this little family that is arising. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you that you are opening new venues within this family, within the field of work that you have for this couple. Yes, Lord. We give you all the glory. Yes. Just as you told me, this man would no longer be at the end of the parade. He'd be at the beginning like Moses. We thank you that you'll use him, and you'll use Patty as sound leaders to lead the way for many, many wounded warriors into peace, their families into soundness. We thank you for that, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Maureen and Terry, why don't you come up here? Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Which, yeah, arms around each other. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As soon as I put my hands on you, I saw a pie. Like a pie you eat. And I saw you begin to take slivers of the pie and begin to give these sweet things to different family members, different people that you're around. And these slices are pieces of understanding of God that your children, that your grandchildren have never understood. And the Lord said it's going to be sweet when you just pieces. The Lord says, don't think you have to cram the whole pie. Nobody can eat a whole pie all by themselves and think it's going to taste good. It'll hurt more than it will help. But open your heart and the Lord's going to begin to give you the pieces of the sweetness of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. And they're going to taste and they're going to see that the Lord is good. Where they thought he wasn't, you're going to feed them pieces that they will know he's good. And I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for that, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Debbie and Larry? Such soldiers. As soon as you walked up, all I saw were just the army fatigues that you weren't wearing. Yeah. You might look like you're wearing civilian clothes, but God has called you, yes, into the army of God in a place that most people are not called. And therefore, it's going to take a discipline that most people will not have to give. It's going to be a place where you're going to have to be very serious to receive the orders of the Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you, yes. And I see people in trenches that you will pull out of the trench this year. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Debbie, I had no idea this was coming, but I see almost like a medic in you. Larry's going to do a lot of pulling people out, and you're going to come along as the medic. Yes, to give them the record, what has been recorded for them, for their lives. Father, may you strengthen this couple this year. Strengthen Larry to be able to pull these people out of these trench situations. Yes, Lord. But strengthen him first, Lord. For the Lord says, if you're not strong first, they'll pull you in, Larry. So you must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the great purposes and the great places that you have awaiting for them. Where man may call it a job, you have a work for Debbie and a work for Larry that they've not understood clearly. And I ask that this year, their eyes, yes, Lord, would be graced to see so clearly. And the discernment, Debbie, is going to come to a higher level. I actually saw you like with a stethoscope. And that is the discerning spirit of the Lord. You're going to discern things that you have not been able to discern before, which is going to help you get right to the root of it. Mm-hmm. And I saw you like holding it. You know how the doctor goes and puts the stethoscope. You're not going to be like a nurse in the realm of the spirit. You're going to be like a doctor. That's the kind of anointing that he's going to give you to be able to discern some situations. And I'm not saying it's going to be with just sick people.
Right.
It's going to be with sick situations. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pates? To say what I saw. I saw, like, have you ever seen the bamboo with all the little leaves on it? And the Lord said, this is the, and you've been behind it looking through all these leaves. And the Lord says, this is the year you come out of hiding. Because all of that hiding has kept you from being able to see. There's, every time you've seen incorrectly on some things because of the interference of the fear, which has caused you to stay behind, trying to look. And you've tried. The Lord says you've tried, and he knows you've tried to see so clearly, but the only way to see clearly is to come out. Interesting about bamboo. We had bamboo all around our house when we moved into this house. But we had some, I guess, some boys come, and they had a blast hacking that stuff down so that we could see out our windows. And it doesn't have to be a terrible experience to get this stuff hacked out of your life. And I remember when these guys came, I sat in a chair, fed them chips, and watched them have a blast taking it down. And the Lord says, it's easy for me. It's easy for me. It's easy for me. It's easy if you will let me bring these things down. And I thank you, Father, for the wonderful purposes that you have for this couple. the great plans that you have, the great vision that you have for them. Yes, Lord, I thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. There's more, but that's all I can say right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's interesting. I went to Huntington Library once, and at Huntington Library they have huge, massive bamboo. I mean, some of it's really big around. I have this adorable picture of Trish and Josiah in front of the bamboo. Let me tell you, there's people be able to see you in Christ better when you're out in front of the bamboo. God's too funny. Come here, Vicky. Thank God it's being recorded, I guess. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise you. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's so funny. As soon as I took your hands, I kept hearing this song by Steve. Oh, the goodness of God is coming my way. Oh, the goodness of God is coming my way. Oh, the goodness of God is coming my way. It's gonna be okay. And I just believe that is gonna be a song for you.
Yes.
And not just for you, but the people that you're around.
Yes.
You're going to sing it.
Yes.
You're going to actually sing that song.
Yes, yes.
You're going to, almost like a Pied Piper, you're going to help sing them out of these situations. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. I thank you for that anointing.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. That anointing of a minstrel that just helps to stroll through situations to cause people to get out of the miry clay and follow you.
Yes.
Oh, I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Have fun this year, Vicky. You're going to have a good old time. Just like you've done at many conferences where you've just, come here, Danya, where you've just gotten up front and started dancing away. Let me tell you, girl, just follow the Holy Spirit's lead. Thank you, Lord. I see on the inside, it's like every year, it's like, Lord, I'm really going to do it this year. I'm really going to do it this year, Lord. And the Lord says, this is it. This is the year you're really going to do some things that you have really wanted to do for a long time. And Father, I thank you. It's just some things hadn't been put in place, but God has put a lot in place in 2011 in you, and it's going to cause you to really move forward this year in a way that will, you will just, as he said to us, you will be amazed, amazed, amazed. Kind of like that song, I stand in awe of you. I even see you saying, that was me, I did that. And they'll say, well, kind of, it was me and you. But you were willing. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for those awe-inspiring moments that she will behold with you as your glory moves in the midst, as your anointing rests upon her, as she preaches the good news to those that you lead her to. Yes, and you will even stand in awe in your own home, says the Lord. Yeah, you will. Yeah. For there's been many things you've been waiting for. And waiting. But you know, God has been working in areas that you don't even know, but you will stand in awe. And the good thing about God is it gets better. So even after this year's over, it's going to get better and better. Praise God. We thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come here, Yesenia. I'm just going to do what he told me. He just told me to turn you this way. And turn you this way. And he said, this is the year the left and the right hemisphere of your brain comes into such great balance and Amen. Unity with God.
Amen.
Yes. The left and the right come into an agreement with God that has not been there in years past. And the Lord says you will travel across the left and the right hemisphere of your understanding. And the Spirit will take you into places with the Most High God and show you secrets that you must know to be able to do the work that he has for you this year. So leave here, the Lord says, rejoicing that the left and the right have come into agreement with the Most High God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise your name. John, please come here.
Yes, ma'am.
So cute. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Come here, sweetie. Right here. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Put your arms down. Just relax. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. John, the Lord says that you have a heart of gold to him. A heart that would do things that most men would never do. And he wants to thank you for what you have done. But this year is going to be a year kind of like I just keep seeing the Tin Man, where he just got oiled because there was just certain parts of him that had never known the oil through circumstances in life. He had become hardened in those parts of himself. And the Lord said he's going to pour out upon you the oil of his ability. And you're going to think, why is it I don't have to work so hard to do what I'm doing as I did before? And the Lord said, because he's going to show you how to move in the Spirit, in that anointing, which is an anointing of ease. And it will affect your whole physical body as you stand amazed that you could actually live this way. And Father, we thank you for this man. We thank you for his willingness to take on a neighborhood, his willingness to go the extra mile for his family and friends, to build things that are nutritious and healthy. And I thank you that you're building that within him this year, that he can know the way of a healthy life in a way he's not known before, as you teach him. And we bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Is it this shoulder, honey? How is it right now?
It's pretty nice.
Is it pretty nice? Does it hurt at all?
Mm-mm.
That's good. Just take a deep, slow breath. There's many things, my love, that you are going to impart to your son this year that he's not been able to receive. But this year, he is able to receive. So seize your moments. And the Lord will show you exactly what to say, what to do, how to point the way for him to be the father of all of these children that he needs to be. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.